Fern, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem.
So where are all the teachers going?
Look, one of the problems is lots of the teachers are leaving the profession. We know that about 1 in 5 early childhood teachers actually leave the early childhood workforce each year, and then we're not getting enough teachers in to replace them. We're not getting enough teachers in training to go into our early childhood centres.
Mm-hmm. How did you actually assemble your model? Like what kind of data did you use, or how did you put it together?
Look, I looked at a range of data. First of all, we can project how many early childhood workers we'll need into the future. Mm-hmm. So we can see that we'll need about 50,000 early childhood workers all up in the next 4 years, according to, you know, how children are aging, how many children are coming through to become four-year-olds in the next 4 years. We can then look at how many teachers are leaving the profession and how many are actually studying early childhood degrees. And what we've seen over time is that there's been a real flatlining in the number of students enrolling in early childhood degrees, and about 1 in 2 of the students that enroll don't complete their degree. So we're just not getting the future workforce through.
So just to be clear, a qualified teacher here is just someone who has completed their degree and then gone on to teach preschool.
Absolutely. Yeah. In early childhood, we have educators and teachers, so our four-year-olds in particular, but our bigger services all have access or should have access to a trained early childhood teacher.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of teachers are leaving the profession. Mm. What's driving that?
Look, a whole range of factors. One of the key factors is pay and conditions. We know our early childhood teachers earn less than what they might do if they were teaching in the junior years of a primary school. They're also facing different rosters of primary schools. We know our early childhood centres, lots of them are open from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. and they have less access on the whole to things like professional learning and development. They're sort of key reasons why we think our early childhood teachers are dropping out of the profession.
Right. And you know, you talked about lower pay. Are there other conditions that factor into this as well? So you said longer working hours, potentially less development. So is it? It's just kind of like a complex of all of this.
Absolutely. It's a really complex issue. If you look at some of our, particularly our smaller early childhood centres, you might find that a teacher just graduating from university would be the most senior person in that centre. So at the age of 22 or 23, you could be running your own early childhood centre, which fantastic opportunity, but also a huge amount of stress.
Yeah.
If you don't have mentors and other leaders around you that can help guide you, it's a very hard thing to sustain over time.
Now, I suppose at the other end of this is why, Megan, have we seen so few people either go into training to become a teacher or complete their training as a teacher?
Absolutely. Look, I think becoming an early childhood teacher is a really tough job, interacting with children day after day and with parents. Indeed, it's not for everybody. So we wouldn't expect everybody to complete, but we don't have sufficient drivers at the moment getting young people into these courses. And absolutely, wages have to be considered as part of that.
Mm-hmm. So what can be done to potentially address this predicted shortfall, apart from just being like, well, we need more teachers? What can kind of action can sort of be taken here?
Look, quite a few actions can be taken. Absolutely, we need to look at paying conditions, but we also need to look at the existing early childhood workforce. We have tens of thousands of educators in our early childhood centres that are doing a great job looking after children, educating children as we speak. We need to look at whether we can tap into those. Can we provide them with scholarships, time off work and other incentives to actually train them up to be early childhood teachers?
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us about it.
Not a problem.